Welcome to Chit Chat with PB&G.
Hi, I'm Paige.
Hey, I'm Brooke.
What's up? I'm Gavin.
Our first order of business is to play our favorite songs of January.
Ones that we recommend and just cannot get out of our heads.
That was my song, Seven Rings by Ariana Grande.
Next up is Gavin's song, All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
This is Brooke with my favorite song.
Next, we're going to talk about our favorite foods of January. I've been really liking salad, especially Caesar salad. There's no added tomatoes or onions or anything, but I really like it.
I've been really liking Loganberry smoothies.
Ooh, wow. Like, what do they even make that?
Loganberry?
Like, I know. How do they make it into a smoothie?
I don't know.
I think my favorite has definitely been bubble tea.
What flavor?
I've been liking vanilla.
I'm a big fan of strawberry.
I really like the peach.
Ooh, okay, I think it's time to talk about our favorite parts of the book and why we really like it so much. I love the part where Jason, Rakesh, Troy, and Luke, they come along Max in his garage with Jenna all tied up. It was so suspenseful, and I could not believe my eyes when I was reading it.
I think my favorite part definitely has to be when Jason found out that Lizzie really was dead.
That was crazy.
My favorite part was when Jason figured out that Lacey was actually Jenna pretending to be Lacey. That was
like
mind blown.
The whole part of the book.
Next order of business, we are going to talk about some more and rate our new favorite book, Defended by Ruth Barron.
This book was a teen realistic fiction that all middle schoolers would enjoy.
We meet Jason and his journey to find the mysterious online lover, Lacey. We also meet Jason's best friend, Rakesh, Jenna, and Max.
And Jason finds Lacey's Facebook page and starts messaging her. They talk for a little while, and Jason comes along something odd.
We aren't going to spoil too much, so here's some moments we can maybe do without.
On page 169, Troy and Jason's previous forays made the soil easy to sift through, and it didn't take long for Jason and Rakesh to assemble a small pile next to a neat hole. And then the hole grew wider and deeper. A rock formed in Jason's stomach. The necklace wasn't there.
We didn't really need this part because what was the point of burying the necklace and coming back later? It was a little confusing.
Ruth, some parts in the book were keeping it real to teen life and others weren't.
For example, Jason and Lacey had this online relationship and teens meet online. Teens today are online and some meet friends or have relationships.
A part not keeping it real was Lacey and Troy's relationship. They kept it a secret because Luke, who was Lacey's brother, was a little violent and would harm Troy if he found out.
We really liked your book. Teens could relate to the book and kept us on the edge the whole time.
To teens out there looking for a great book, we definitely recommend Defriended. We rate this book 8.5 out of 10.
And these were our January favorites. Tune in next month for the February lookbook. And thank you for tuning in to Chit Chat with PB&G.